Chapter 3. The Hunt. We had company to dinner that day. Mr. Wopsle, the clerk at church, came to dine, and Uncle Pumblechook, Joe's uncle, who was a well-to-do corn merchant in the nearest town. When Joe and I got back from church, we found the table laid, Mrs. Joe dressed in her best, the dinner cooking, and everything most splendid. And still not a word of the morning's robbery. I had suffered a great deal in church, where I had prayed that I might be forgiven for my sins. The moment came when we all sat down at table. I ate what was given me as if in a dream. The meal was almost over, and I had begun to think that I was safe, when my sister said to her guests, "You must taste a slice of my pie." I held on tight to the table leg. Must they? They had little hope of tasting that pie. Uncle Pumblechook, who was a large, breathing, middle-aged, slow man with a mouth like a fish, dull, staring eyes, and sandy hair that stood upright on his head, said, "Well now, Mrs. Joe, we'll do our best to deal with it." My sister went out to get it. I saw Mr. Pumblechook balance his knife. I heard Joe say, "You shall have some, Pip." I felt that I could bear no more. I let go of the leg of the table and ran for my life. But I got no farther than the house door, for, as I threw it open, I ran headfirst into a party of soldiers with their muskets, one of whom held out a pair of handcuffs to me, saying, "Here you are. These are for you, my boy." The sight of the soldiers on our doorstep caused the dinner party to rise in some confusion, and caused Mrs. Joe, coming back into the kitchen with empty hands, to stop short and stare as she said wonderingly, "The pie's gone." It was a sergeant who had spoken to me. He was now looking round at the company with the handcuffs held out in his right hand, and his left on my shoulder. "Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen," he said. "I am on a chase after escaped convicts, and I need a blacksmith." His eyes settled on Joe. "Lock of these handcuffs is broken," he said, "and they may be wanted for immediate service. Will you have a look at them?"